We ask the congregation to please take your program and turn to the first hymn that we have there. Come, Christians, join to sing. And let's praise God this morning on this very happy occasion. Congregation, please be seated. Let's join, please, in a word of prayer. Our gracious God and our loving Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, we bow today before Thee in this very happy occasion for the wedding of Olofemi and Azarina. Lord, we give thanks today for your grace and mercy to us. It has been poured out, Lord, and we are most unworthy, and yet we have received blessing upon blessing. We're thankful, Lord, for every temporal mercy of health and strength and food and protection. And, oh God, today we're thankful for this very unique time that we can come together as these two have professed faith in Christ. They profess, Lord, that they know the Savior. And since they have been united, Father, to Thee by Christ, and they're coming this day to be united to each other as husband and wife, O God, bless them, we ask. Bless this day. May we be very, very conscious of the nearness of Christ with us. May the Holy Spirit come and bless the Word as it is spoken. Bless and oversee everything that happens today. And Lord, we are mindful to give thanks and praise to Thy holy name. Lord, we're especially thankful for all the friends and family that have traveled such a distance to be here. And Lord, you've brought them all here safely, and we're thankful for that. And we pray that each one of them would also know the nearness and the presence of Christ with them. So, Father, make this, we pray, a most blessed and a happy day as we have met in the house of prayer, the house of God. For we ask this in our Savior's precious name. Amen. We're now going to have a reading from the scripture, and Aisha is going to come to do that at this time.
my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joys. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, I will seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Thank you, Aisha, for reading the Word of God this morning and some very appropriate words there that we have listened to. We're going to sing our second hymn this morning, please, and you'll find that also on your program. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear, but what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Would you stand, please, again as we sing? Thank you, congregation. Please be seated. We are met together in the Lord's house and in his presence to witness the joining together of this man and this woman in the sacred covenant of marriage. The Almighty God, from the beginning of time, made our first parents, male and female, that they might be joined together, and in wedded love he united them. It is our prayer today and of thanksgiving to the Lord that he would shine and be upon this gathering of this man and this woman. You know, our Lord Jesus Christ confirmed the divine institution of marriage when he was present at the marriage feast in Cana of Galilee 2,000 years ago. And the union of a husband and a wife is a union of heart, mind, and body. And God intends this for their mutual joy, for help, for comfort given one to another in prosperity and in times of adversity. And when it is in God's will for the procreation of children, that he would so bless you that you would train them in the knowledge and in the fear of the Lord. Because marriage is a divine institution, it is not to be entered into lightly, thoughtlessly, or rashly, but advisedly, deliberately, and in the reverent fear of the Lord, in earnest prayer that God would bless this union. It is in this particular place that Olofemi and Azarina have come to be joined this day. The law of our land also gives its sanction to marriage, and if anyone, therefore, can show just cause why these two should not be joined in matrimony, let them now declare it, or forever after hold their peace. I require and charge you both that if any of you are aware of any reason why you would not be joined in marriage, you now declare it. I have a declaration, first of all, for the groom, and then a declaration for the bride. Olofemi Ijaodola, will you have this woman to be your wife, to live together in holy covenant of marriage, and according to Ephesians 5, verse 25, which commands husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also the church? Will you love her, comfort her, honor her, and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to her so long as you both shall live?
I will.
Azarina Lavinier, will you have this man to be your husband, to live together in the holy covenant of marriage? And according to Ephesians 5, verse 22, which commands, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord, will you love, honor, and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful unto him so long as you both shall live?
I will.
Those of you gathered today have witnessed and heard these promises made by Olofemi and Azarina. We now come to the giving of the bride. Who gives this woman to be married to this man? Thank you. Would the congregation please stand? Our Lord Jesus Christ reinforced the divine purpose of marriage with these words: for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. You have come to be husband and wife today. Will you join hands and repeat these solemn vows after me? I, Olofemi Ijaodolo,
I, Olofemi Ijaodola,
take you, Azarina Lavinier,
take you, Azarina Lavinier,
to be my lawful wedded wife,
to be my lawful wedded wife,
to have and to hold from this day forward,
to have and to hold from this day forward,
for better, for worse,
for better, for worse,
for richer, for poorer,
for richer, for poorer,
in sickness and in health,
in sickness and in health,
to love, honor, and cherish, until we be parted by death,
until we be parted by death,
with the Almighty God as my helper,
with the Almighty God as my helper,
I make this solemn vow to you,
I make this solemn vow to you,
in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I, Azarina Lavinier, take you, Olafemi Ijaodola, to be my lawful wedded husband,
to be my lawful wedded husband,
to have and to hold from this day forward,
to have and to hold from this day forward,
for better, for worse,
for better or for worse,
for richer, for poorer,
for richer or for poorer,
in sickness and in health,
in sickness and in health,
to love, honor, and obey, until we be parted by death,
until we be parted by death,
with the Almighty God as my helper,
with the Almighty God as my helper,
I make this solemn vow to you,
I make this solemn vow to you,
in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The Word of God describes the kind of love that you are to have for each other. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, it says these words, "Love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not, is not puffed up, it does not seek her own, is not easily provoked, thinks no evil. Love rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. It endures all things. Love never fails." We come now to the exchange of rings. And as the groom and bride will exchange rings, it's a sign of their legal marriage and of their solemn vows they have made before God and this people. Olafemi, would you please take Azariah's left hand and repeat after me? I give you this ring.
I give you this ring.
As a symbol of my vow.
As a symbol of my vow.
And with all that I am.
And with all that I am.
And all that I have.
And all that I have.
I will love, honor, and cherish you. As long as I live.
As long as I live.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Azarina, would you please take Olafemi's left hand and repeat these words after me? The other left hand, Azarina. Yes, that's right. You're good. That's good. I give you this ring.
I give you this ring.
As a symbol of my vow.
As a symbol of my vow.
And with all that I am.
With all that I am.
And all that I have.
All that I have.
I will love, honor, and cherish you.
I will love, honor, and cherish you.
As long as I live. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
For as much as Olafemi and Azarina have covenanted themselves in holy wedlock by the authority vested in me as a minister of the gospel of Christ, I pronounce them husband and wife. Therefore, What God has joined together, let no one separate. For the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Olafemi, you may kiss your bride. Take it easy, Olafemi, okay? The congregation may be seated. If you folks want to sit too, yeah. Azarina, I think we need a box of tissues here because you were starting to cry and I was almost crying myself. It was very tender, very thoughtful. I want to leave a charge before the both of you from the Word of God in Colossians, chapter 1 and verse 18. And it is simply these words, that in all things Christ might have the preeminence. If I could set this verse as a marker on your life today and from this time forward, I present it to you by the Lord's grace, and I pray it will be helpful and a direction to both of you. I'm very thankful for the privilege today of marrying you. You are setting out on a new voyage, setting out on your life together. The making of a home, while it can be one of the greatest blessings that people share, for God has ordained this, and He has blessed this. You will face, though, many challenges, and there will be times of joy, times of happiness. There will also be times of sadness and times of distress, times of laughing together, and there will be times of weeping together. And yet, no matter what you face, whether in prosperity or times of leanness, be assured that as you keep your eyes by faith upon the Lord Jesus Christ, His presence will be with you in your home. His protection will keep you, and His power will strengthen you in weakness. Make Him the head of your home, for He will guide you through the uncharted waters of the life in front of you. The Lord Jesus, as you make Him the head of your home, He will be present with you. He will be the silent listener to every conversation. He'll be the unseen guest at every meal. He'll be there with you at all times. That in all things Christ may have the preeminence. What does this mean? Well, it means for you to set Christ first in all things. Now, you have both given testimony of your faith in Him already in your life. I'm very thankful to God for that. You both have professed that you know Him and that Christ is your Savior. And Matthew 6, verse 33 simply states, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." And as you have sought Him first as the Savior of your life, you have declared, "I'm putting Christ first in my life." And that is the challenge I leave with you. And since you have already done that, we now pray that God would use your testimony. He would use your witness already made in your life. But now as your union, united as husband and wife together as a couple, that will be a testimony that will spread far and wide. And to everyone in the congregation today, as they have professed faith in Christ, so I challenge you with the same important decision that you must seek the Lord first in your heart, your life. If you are not saved this day, then call upon Him, because you can only know true peace in your life as you have the Prince of Peace ruling in your heart. That in all things, in the very first things, that we set Christ to be in the right place. Ah, but you must set the Lord first in your marriage. Not only as individuals, but as you are now together. The Lord says, as you come together as husband and wife, you will be united as one flesh. And as you do that before God, you set Him in the first place in your marriage, and He will bless you. For what it means to set the Lord first in mind and heart and set others next, it means you set yourselves next. And that means as individuals, as you are dealing with each other, you know, selfishness is one of the great destructive factors of marriages. And if you seek things of yourself without seeking, first of all, the glory of God and putting Him in the primary position, there will be trouble. Instead of building up, you will find breaking down. Instead of advancing, you will find retreating. And therefore, it is so vital that you place the Lord first in your own relationship. Question comes then, well, how can I put Him first in my relationship? Olufemi, if you follow the first commandment that God has given to husbands of loving your wives as Christ has loved the church, you will so honor Him by putting Christ first in your life and in your marriage. Because He will be glorified as you love your wife following the commandment that Christ has given. And the Lord has given us that very clear word, them that honor me, I will honor. And as we set in our relationships on this earth to glorify God by obedience, then He will be glorified. So you set the Lord first in your personal lives, but you must set the Lord first in your own relationships too. You know, the Lord has made a husband and wife and the structure of a family in such a way that the man is given the awesome responsibility as being the head of the home. This is not something to lord over a wife. It is something to humbly say, God, help me to fulfill this calling, for of myself I cannot do this. You are not a tyrant. You are not to be the boss of the home, so to speak. But the Lord has set He has set you as a loving head over your wife. And as you fulfill that, God will so bless you. And you will find that your wife will blossom and flourish by your side as you humbly take that position before Him. Matthew Henry, the Bible commentator, made this comment that God did not make woman from the head of man nor from his feet, but He took from a rib under His arm to be loved and protected. And as you will exercise that authority and that headship, you will find that God will bless you. You know, if you upset this delicate balance, you can expect anxiety and tension and a troubled home. But when the Savior is set as that position, that in all things He is to have the preeminence, then there will be peace and contentment, and there will be a blessed and hallowed home. And Azarina, you will flourish under that particular headship that God has established. And if, though you become an overbearing or domineering wife, it will not be good, and it will be only a hindrance. And I say that lovingly. I say that because as you submit yourself to God first and to Christ, you will find the submission to your husband that which God blesses and honors. And then, finally, you will need to make the Lord Jesus Christ the head of your home if He blesses you with children and as you are parents. Because if the Lord so grants this in His providence and time, again, as you would establish your family and say, God, if you bless me with children, we will give them back to you. We will submit them to your guidance and direction and oversight. And families are how God has promised to bless this world and in the Christian church. And so our families are not to come before the Lord. Our families are to be blessed in Christ. And with that headship of the home, and as you develop in these ways, Olofemi and Azarina, may the rich blessing of the great shepherd be upon both of you, that in all things Christ will have the first place, and you will know his blessing upon you. Let's close, please, in prayer. Loving Father, the words spoken today, they are uttered in human weakness, but there is nothing weak, Lord, about your word. And therefore I pray today that this text of Scripture, that these words will be so fastened upon the hearts and minds of this couple, and by extension, Lord, everyone in this congregation, the Savior would be honored and glorified through our simple lives. Bless us now today, we pray. Continue to be a guiding light to this young couple. And as they have given themselves, Lord, to you, so I pray that the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the blessing of the triune God would be upon their marriage, their home. We ask these things in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're now going to have the signing of the register and the proper documents. And during that time, we have a duet that will be sung by Leke and Tolu Oluelede. I hope I said that right. Sorry about that. So we'll have the bridal party. Please come now. We'll do the signing of the register.
The Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. The pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. Thank you. not boast in anything. No gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wound hath paid my ransom. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom.
It gives me great honor to welcome and present to you Mr. and Mrs. Idajola. Okay, you better stay there. Hang on. Don't go away yet. Two very important announcements for you just before everyone leaves today, and they're going to have a procession out, or a recession I should say, and then as soon as that takes place, they would like everyone to just turn around and move into the center aisle as close, because they want to get a group photograph with everyone, so the bride and groom and the party will be just on the other side there. And so that takes that place of that. And then please be reminded, if you are invited and coming to the reception, it will be at 4:30. For those people not leaving now, you are welcome to stay in the church for the afternoon. That's no problem. There are some light refreshments provided for you as well now. So remember, 4:30. Thank you. Okay.
Did everyone wave, Luke?
I'm right after this. I'm going to take a look at you. Come back. And-